I was a baseball fan in my boyhood days. I cheered the heroics of Madeline Mays. Now money is king, arbitrators confer. If you hit 210, you make a million per. You lose 16 games, and what do you get? A salary bigger than the national debt. Roger Clemens, what they pay you from where I sit is $16,000 per spit. All the baseball cards are explaining who's got endorsements for underwear and Nike shoes. Buy a ticket, see him pick it, watch their game, but wouldn't it be funny if no one came to pay $16 for bleacher seats to see multimillionaires knock dirt off their cleats? Little leaguers, don't you worry what grade you've passed. If you can play some ball, better make a call to your agent fast.
There is a great editorial cartoon reprinted in the new edition of Newsweek magazine by Summers of the Orlando Sentinel. It has Forrest Gump sitting on that inevitable bus bench with a black lady next to him. And Forrest is saying, "I'm Forrest Gump. You know, elections are like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." And the lady looks at the box of chocolates and says, "But you know, it'll probably make you sick." There's another one here from Handelsman in the New Orleans Times-Picayune. The series of headlines. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 boxes, 6 headlines. Front page of the newspaper. United States threatens Haiti. That's number one. Number two, this time, we're serious. Number three, ready or not, here we come. Headline number four, pay attention when I'm talking to you. Number five, don't make me come down there, little mister. And number six, you just wait till the president gets home. Oh, me. Welcome to the all-night talk fest that just keeps going and going and going through the hours of the night. It is called the Stan Major Program, and we are live from coast to coast and delighted to be with you. Have we invaded Haiti yet? I think the answer to that is in the negative. I don't believe we will invade Haiti tonight. Because if we invaded Haiti tonight, then there'd be no reason for the president to go on the tube tomorrow night, okay? So we're probably going. I would assume that his speech tomorrow night will be the end of the bluster. This will be the last threat. Okay, that's what I figure it's going to be. First of all, he's going to show you pictures of bloodied bodies lying in the streets of Port-au-Prince. He's going to touch on your humanitarian and your emotional concerns for fellow human beings in Haiti. Then he's going to review the history of American involvement in Haiti, as we did on this show last night. And then he's going to say that he has the backing of everybody. All of the New World Order boys, but he won't name them. Then he's going to say that the forces that will take over and occupy the country will not be American forces, but will be a multinational force, somewhere along the lines of the Blue Beret force that did such a wonderful job in Somalia. You remember Somalia, right? We went in there for the same humanitarian reasons. We were going to feed the starving children with the flies on their faces and the big bellies. Only the L.A. Times said anything about oil. And this radio program, right? And Bill Level. Now, by the way, Bill Level will be here for his regular monthly appearance Friday night, the night after tomorrow, for 3 full hours. Our very best to you and yours if you are passing the Yom Kippur holiday. And we will be with you through the hours of the night for 5 full hours tonight. Now, I am warning everybody, we did have a thunderstorm down here, and we have some power problems in the Fort Lauderdale area. Knock on plastic. We hope everything's going to be okay. All right? But you have been forewarned up there in Boston, and do what you can, because if I fade away, all of a sudden it'll be only because the lights and the electricity has faded away. We're getting a lot of rain down here right now. If you're headed this way, if you're coming down to South Florida, to Fort Lauderdale, Miami, good luck to you. Bring your raincoat. All right? Okay. All right, we are in open phones. A couple of other things I wanted to mention. Let's do it very quickly. NBC says that General Cedras and his family are ready, that the plane is on the tarmac, as I told you yesterday, and the gold bullion has been loaded onto the plane, and he's ready to go. He has his magic codes for not only for escaping the island before the first troops get there, but he also has the magic numbers to the Swiss bank account. All right? Non-stop straight to Zurich. And, of course, we don't have any baseball. But is that a surprise to anyone? And I get a big kick out of a lot of the people out there across the nation. We get the man on the street. We get the... They stick the microphone in somebody's face who knows absolutely nothing about the issues concerning the baseball strike. And we get this really simplistic answer out of these mouths of these people who have no idea what it's all about. So we have a lot on our plate tonight, and if you'd like to put in your 2 cents worth and celebrate the First Amendment with us on the Stan Major program, here's the way to do it from Canada and from the United States of America. 1-800-298-8255, toll free. 1-800-298-8255. And yes, we're going to take that inevitable poll tonight. We don't take polls very often. When you call in, yes or no, invade Haiti. Yes or no to the invasion of Haiti, okay? 1-800-298-TALK. Ladies, I have hope for you. I was watching Lori Morgan on one of those country and western cable channels tonight. She was doing a live show with Chris Christopherson. Yeah, he's still alive. He's not singing too good, but he's all right. And I noticed that maybe Lori could use some elite thigh cream. I mean, she's got a beautiful face and a great body, basically, but she was in slacks, and it kind of looked like maybe she, you know, needed a little help there. I'd love to get some elite thigh cream and massage it into her thigh. Now, if you would like to do the same thing for yourself for the ridiculously low price of $19.95, did he say $19.95? I said $19.95 for the real thing, Elite Natural Thigh and Body Contour Cream, plus a little shipping and handling, just call this number, 1-800-704-2121. Of course, you're going to get the 9-month subscription absolutely free to the Swanson Health Digest if you take any vitamins. You're going to find your vitamins listed in there at about 40% less than you pay retail. Call them, 1-800-704-2121. All right, my fellow Americans, quickly, let's go to a gentleman who has buco bucks to spend, calling us from his car in downtown Omaha. Dennis, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Okay.
Well, the main reason I'm calling, I heard you comment on the issues on that baseball strike.
Yes.
What are the issues? Nobody seems to be able to define them except the owners are trying to protect what they have and the players are trying to protect what they have, but no issue's actually been said.
Well, it's the issue, I guess, of who's greedier than who.
Exactly. That's how come you made a comment where you discussed the issues and nobody really knows the issues.
No, I was making reference to the average Joe on the street who is simply blaming the players because they're making so much money, they are the ones who are getting the negative press. The owners are not getting negative press in this situation, and they deserve as much as the players.
Well, I'm not backing the owners, I'm not backing the players, but I heard enough criticism towards the owners just as much as any player got. An owner right now can put his baseball team up for sale and receive three times the amount that what he paid for it, unless you're one of these last owners. So I think they both received enough criticism. I just don't think there's any settlement near because there's no issues to settle except they're both just trying to protect their places. That'd be about the best way to explain it.
Well, then who's going to give? Or you're not going to have baseball. Is baseball finished as a national pastime?
No, it's not finished. Never be finished because too many people enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to create most of the problems is that at this point right now, the owners want the salary cap. That's their biggest deal.
Mm-hmm.
Players don't want to give up their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can move and the owner wants to pay them $50 million, it's going to pay them.
Well, I think everybody knows that, but you're not. You don't have an answer to it, and neither do I. We'll have to see what happens over the offseason. Thank you very much. Good to hear from you in Omaha. 1-800-298-8255. Stand by, my fellow Americans. Live talk all night long. Walter Mondale's not so dumb after all. On the advantages of being U.S. ambassador to Japan, and I guess in parentheses, although Time doesn't say it or Newsweek doesn't say it, and why not to be the next Warren Christopher? When Washington is awake, I am asleep in Tokyo. And even better, when I am awake, Washington is sleeping. Now, that's not bad, huh? See, that's why I like this job. Now, there are a lot of people out there working, shaking their heads. Isn't it great? All right. By the way, I guess Dennis wasn't in the mood to tell me whether or not he thought we should invade Haiti, so I forgot to ask him. But we are asking that question tonight, my fellow Americans. We would like to know the answer to the question, should Billy Bob send the boys to the beaches in Haiti? Let's go to Eric in Omaha. Hi, Eric.
Hello, Sam.
How you doing, Eric?
Oh, not too bad. I don't think we should invade, but I thought I'd interject a little bit of humor tonight. Could I give you a fictitious coverage of the invasion of Haiti?
Sure, Eric.
Oh, okay. Commercial M Network brings you coverage of the invasion of Haiti. Hey, there's Dan Rather with a gun. Don't shoot your foot off, Dan. Oh, my God, Dan shot a Haitian. There's a nurse on the battlefield. She's taking care of him now. There is even talk, Larry, that the baseball players have joined the invasion since they have nothing else to do. We'll be back after these messages. Future lawsuits will be brought to you by the Rose Law Firm representing Colonel Cedrus, now escaping in a Cessna. Mm-hmm. Food provided by Build-A-Burger, the burger without a pickle. Ships furnished by Chase Manhattan Bank, medical services by Robert Woods Johnson Foundation, and, of course, guns and ammo by the Smith and Wesson Oil Company. Insurance by Prudential. Now back to the invasion with Dan Rather. Where's it at, Larry? Huh? Where's it at? I don't see it. You wounded the only Haitian there, Dan. Go help the nurse. This has been the Commercial Land Network coverage of the invasion of Haiti.
Very good, Eric. That's very good. I especially like the commercial endorsements you slipped in there. That was good. That sounds like something right off PBS.
Well, actually, let's put it this way. When the war does happen, CNN's going to cover it, and we're going to have a commercial about every 15 minutes, aren't we?
No, they don't do that. Now, come on. They're very serious folks there. They didn't put commercials right in the middle of when the feds were burning down the Branch Davidians with all those kids inside and those women, did they?
Well, I like to call them the Communist News Network, if you get my drift.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Eric. Eric. My God, you must be a leftover John Bircher from the 50s.
Well, I'm afraid I am. No.
Well, congratulations. Listen, it's nice to know a John Birch Society member. There are not too many around anymore.
Well, every once in a while, one of us pops up.
That's right. I actually had Robert Welch on my show in Miami one night. In the studio. Can you believe that? The founder of the Birch Society? You know who I'm talking about?
Somewhat.
Oh, okay. Well, anyhow, those people out there who are Birch members know what I'm talking about. Hey, Eric, good to hear from you. You think we should invade then, right?
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. It hasn't worked to scare them, and to tell you the truth, all it's going to do is cost us lives, and I really don't think we should, but my impression of the whole thing, you know, I know it's a little thick humor to do this, but the way I feel about it, it's going to happen one way or another, and the Bilderbergers have a lot to do with it, as well as President Clinton. It's to make him look good.
And all right, well, now I'm thoroughly confused, because initially you told me yes, and now you're telling me no.
Well,
are you sitting on the fence on this?
I'll put it this way. I see both sides of the story, but as far as I'm concerned, it's a big no.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Good to hear from you.
You bet.
Thank you. All right, we have lines available, 1-800-298-8255 on the Stan Major program. 1-800-298-TALK. We're coming up to our first half-hour break. We are live all across this great country. The phones, by the way, are toll-free everywhere from Alaska, from Hawaii, from all of the great 50 United States of America, and from Canada. So if you're listening to us in Nova Scotia or any of the eastern provinces, if you're listening to us in Saskatchewan or any place else in Canada, you can dial toll-free also. All right? 1-800-298-8255. How come you Canadians are not helping us invade? Eh? I'd like to find out about that. 1-800-298-TALK, 1230 Eastern, 1130 Central, 1030 Mountain, 930 Pacific Time. The Stan Major All Night Show is live. All right, just keep dialing in. We have some nervous Nellies that get on the line and hold on for a couple of minutes and then release the line tonight. Maybe they think they're going to get a call from Clinton to be the first off the boats on the beaches of Haiti. 1-800-298-8255, but we do have Adrian in Salt Lake City. Yo, Adrian.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you broadcasting from?
Fort Lauderdale / Miami.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was born and grew up in Miami.
Really? Where?
In Miami Springs.
You're kidding.
No,
you
I'm
and
not.
Bob Graham, how about that?
There's two things I want to ask you.
Sure.
Okay, the first thing is... God, I forgot what the first thing is. Okay, well, we'll go to Haiti, okay? I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Mm-hmm.
I was also stationed in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I cannot figure out why Clinton wants to invade Haiti. I cannot figure it out. Why does he want to do it? I also was sent into the Dominican Republic to sit there and get troops out of there, or American citizens out of there, back in 1965. I just can't understand. Why?
Well, did you know why you were going in there? why Lyndon Johnson sent you in there?
Just to get the Americans out.
Okay, but do you know... that's going to be part of the excuse Clinton is going to use, okay? He's going in to save Dan Rather, okay?
I'm joking around, but there are
a lot of Americans in... they're in Haiti, you understand.
Yeah.
And so part of the excuse... It's like... it's kind of like a catch-22. He's the one that is creating the threat for the Americans with the invasion. So, therefore, he's the one who sees the threat which he has created because of the potential invasion. Therefore, we have to have the invasion to save the Americans.
What is the potential threat?
Well, when you have aircraft carriers which are headed toward Haiti with thousands of troops on
board... No, I'm talking about on the American side.
Well, no, there's no threat.
Why does he have to go in there?
All right. You want me to play devil's advocate and defend Bill Clinton, okay?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready? Tortured and bloody bodies in the streets. Okay.
How many moms and dads are going to sit there and put up with that?
What do you mean?
How many mothers and fathers are going to put up with sit there and sit bloody bodies in the street?
I'm talking about Haitians. I'm not talking about American military types.
Well, you're going to have some of those, too.
No, there won't be any shots fired.
You don't think so?
No. No. There might be some spears tossed, but I don't think they'll make it to the ships.
Spears?
Well, they are arming some of the... They ran out of M1s.
7,000... There are 7,500 troops there, or police and everything.
There will not
armed
trust me.
With antiquated weapons.
Yeah, but this is.
But the thing is, though.
This is not
what
Somali.
What about booby traps?
This is not Somali. Okay, you don't have a bunch of crazies like Adid, who decided that they weren't going to take their guns away, and that's why you had death and destruction of American forces on / UN forces. On the streets of Mogadishu, okay, because Boutros Ghali made a mistake and he should be lined up at a wall and shot for it, all right?
That's true.
Okay. Now, another reason is the history of the United States and Haiti. And not only Haiti, but the Dominican Republic, as you mentioned.
And Cuba.
And Cuba and Nicaragua. All right. We have occupied each of these nations. Well, the mafia occupied Cuba, okay, so skip
well,
that.
Well, okay, the United States occupied Cuba from what, 1893 to
1895? No, we occupied, let's deal with Haiti. We occupied Haiti for a long period of time.
We did.
Yeah. And we occupied a couple of the other countries down there. But, how can I sit here and defend Clinton when I think that his motivation... is probably not truly humanitarian, as George Bush tried to con us into believing that the little incursion there into Somalia was to feed starving children and not oil, okay, and not spy bases for the CIA. you telling me Clinton's not politically motivated for the November elections here?
Oh, I think he most certainly is.
Okay.
But the thing is, though...
Wouldn't it be great to have an honest president?
It would be. It would be really great. And I'll tell you what, I wish Barry Goldwater would come out of the dead and rise up.
Come down off the mountain there in Phoenix, Barry.
Yeah,
he's probably listening
really
on
do.
His ham radio right now. All right, listen, so I put you down for no, okay?
No.
Thank you. Good to hear from you in Salt Lake City. 1-800-298-8255 for the major program. And you could be the next one in on the line. Should we invade Haiti? Yes or no? Yay or nay? Give me your feelings on it. I'm a single mother, and once I thought I need food stamps to survive. 4 years ago, I prayed for a money-making job where I'd be able to stay at home and be a mom. And now the money I earn is enough for my son and me to live on our own in our own home comfortably. That's Sylvia in the great state of Oregon. Sylvia is an independent distributor of Light and Right products. We have a lot of people just like Sylvia. We have Shirley in Denver. We have Russell and Marie in Hawaii. We have Maria in Juneau, Alaska. We have just hundreds of distributors, but we want hundreds more. If you have a few hours to spend selling a great product in your neighborhood and in your city, and you want to make some real money and maybe just work your way into total independence and to have a lot of money, there's no limitation to the amount of money you can make distributing and selling light and ripe products. I suggest you call the following number. You're going to get a voicemail. Listen to the message carefully, follow the instructions, and be sure to include your name, your area code, your phone number. Tell them best time to call you, and they will do their darndest to do that, okay? These are great, all-natural products, and give them a call. 1-800-206-1935. 1-800-206-1935. All right, should we invade Haiti, or shouldn't we? 1-800-298-8255. Let's go to Jim in Albuquerque. Hello, Jim. Jean in Boston.
Yes.
How are you doing? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should the U.S. invade Haiti?
Yes.
I think this is yes. I think this is not an invasion like somebody call it, but I think maybe the problem we have is a weird meaning. It's not an invasion, but it is the American credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the honesty of a government of the United States.
Yes.
I think everywhere around the world, people believe in American government.
Mm-hmm.
When the president of the United States says something, he has to stand behind it. If he doesn't stand behind it, that means... Oh, there is no way. There is no way when he says something, and then they're going to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I think right now the world listen to Haiti, and then United States, even the Bush administration before he was out, he was the first president who condemned the coup d'état.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, United States as a greatest country in the world cannot accept this homicide, you know, in other countries. I think the point is the question they ask whether the American interest, whether American has an interest in Haiti or not. I think American has an interest, not American only, but every the world has an interest, because if United States close the eyes about Haiti, tomorrow will be not Haiti, will be the next one, will be another one. We don't know who, but that means any democratic government, the military can come over and throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
Even United States too. This is the world credibility. It's not an invasion like somebody so like they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but my point is. Whether the American interest or not, I think it is not only the American interest, it is the world interest. So right now we are approaching in the new century. We cannot accept anything that the Bush administration, on the Bush administration, they used to use the word New World Order. What is the New World Order? Is it the people elect a government and a military that throw him out and kill about 110,000, 20,000 people after the government leaves the country? And the United States just close their eyes on that? Is it a way?
Jean, are you from Haiti?
Yes, I'm from Haiti.
Okay.
I'm from Haiti.
How do you feel about... Let's put the colonels aside for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about Aristide.
Aristide.
Mm-hmm.
Aristide, I think Aristide can talk... When you look at the Aristide, his philosophy. Maybe somebody just tried to lie. They tried to lie about Aristide. They don't know who is Aristide. They just tried to lie about Aristide. I know a lot of news media. They try to find the people who oppose the Aristide and use the statement of the opposition against Aristide.
Yeah.
But they don't know who is Aristide. The people in Haiti vote for Aristide more than 70%.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
The people. That means if Aristide was a bad guy, the people won't vote for him. And then in the election, we have about 20 candidates. Right?
Yeah.
In 20 candidates, and then all the people say vote for Aristide. That mean. What do you think about it?
Well,
you think Aristide is a bad guy?
No. There are a lot of people, especially a lot of conservatives and Republicans in this country, who don't like the man and don't like his politics.
Listen, this is a political game. This is a political game the Republicans try to play.
Mm-hmm.
If you, I have the Bush words. The when Bush talk on the phone when he was on the election time,
yeah.
I heard all the words.
Yeah.
But right now he's the one who opposed the Aristide. But before, when he was the president, he wasn't acting like that way. This is a political interest. That's why I think President Clinton is very smart about it. So they try to find some way to play a political game.
All right, Jean, I only have a minute here. Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the generals are gonna flee before the invasion? You think
I don't know what I think, but what I think we have to use anything possible to take the Cedras, all the criminals outside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I can't say we have to use invasion or not invasion, but we have to do everything is possible. Every possible thing to use to take Cedras, Bianbi, Michel Francois, and all the criminals in the army out.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Thank you, Jean.
You're welcome.
Thank you. 1-800-298-8255, 10 minutes before the hour, wherever you may be, 10 before 1 here in South Florida, the Stan Biggar program, soon entering its fourth year of doing exactly what you hear us doing right now, broadcasting live all night long from coast to coast. For those of you who have been emailing me the past 48 hours, I ain't read nothing yet. I ain't had no computer. But I shall have a computer tomorrow. So if you'd like to email me, all small letters, all stuck together, no spaces, STANMAJOR @AOL.com. It's all you need on the Internet. Zip in through American Online and I'll get it. Please just tell me where you're writing me from, okay? Where you're emailing me from. From where you're emailing me. Excuse me, English teachers. STANMAJOR @ small a with a circle, half, three quarters around it, whatever. AOL.com. Let's go to Clay in beautiful downtown Albuquerque.
Dan.
Clay.
Hey, I don't feel like talking about Haiti.
That's okay, Clay.
Okay, what I'd like to do is... just about to graduate from college, and I want to run my situation by you, see what you think.
Okay.
Hey, a year ago, I got my Associate's of Science in Environmental Protection Technology. That's like, you know, air monitoring and hazardous waste and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in December, I'm going to get my Bachelor's of Science from UNM in Training and Learning Technology.
Okay.
So it's like... I'm learning to train. See, theoretically, you learn your trade at the community college, and then you go to UNM and you learn how to train it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
That's just like college football. You get your training at some smaller college, then you move to a big one and, you know, play for big bucks. Oh, did I say that? No. I congratulate you.
You think that sounds like a marketable skill?
No.
No?
But that's okay. Maybe you can go to work what's his name, the vice president? Boy, how soon we forget. Al Gore, yeah. You might be able to do that. No, I think you'll be fine. I think that you're very astute. You have selected an area to pursue which is not being pursued by a great deal of people. You're not going to have a phenomenal...
If you talk about hope, you're derided as being naive. If you're really good at bad-mouthing people, you can get a radio talk show.
And here is Mr. Badmouth now. Is this invasion necessary? We are at 1-800-298-8255, the Stan Major program, America's only live all-night program. And let's go to Patrick in Boston. Patrick, how are you?
I'm fine, Stan. How you doing?
Good. I hear you're a Marine.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm home on leave, but my unit was just activated, and I'm out tomorrow night.
Oh, boy.
On my way to Havelock down the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to... My grandmother's sitting here listening to your show.
Uh-huh.
And between coming in and out of the kitchen, I'm catching an earful of what people are calling about. And, of course, it's the main topic, Haiti. And what can I say other than, you know, I'm scared to death. I don't want to go, you know, but I can only do what the government tells me to do. And it's just like any other soldier. People got to remember that, whether or not we think it's right, you know. The way things are over there now, they do need some kind of help. Whether or not it's an invasion, I don't know, but I'm sure the politicians have looked at it from every angle, correct, before deciding on the invasion.
Absolutely, yeah.
And
especially.
The reason Clinton especially wants us over there is to get Aristide back in office. People aren't going to be flocking to the States, you know, if all goes well.
No, but we need, we have to have a place to put 14,000 Haitians that are currently in Guantanamo. We can't keep them down there. Where are we going to, drop them in Chicopee, or are we going to drop them in Holyoke, or are we going to drop them in Fort Lauderdale?
What do you think?
I think we put them back in Port-au-Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do that is to kick Cedrus and his goons out, okay?
That's right.
I don't think there'll be any shots fired. I think they've got the planes on the tarmac. They're ready to go to Zurich to check on their bank accounts, and I think everything's going to be all right.
Now, we're talking about a military. They work from 10 to 2, you know? they're really, really not equipped for this invasion, to be honest with you. I was just reading in the New York Times the weapons they have, the armament. And
yeah.
We're going back 20 years. They still have the same guns that they've had.
Well, they're handing out spears, too.
Yeah. I've been in the Corps since I got out of high school. I'm 24.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in since I was 18, and I love it. I've been in Panama. I was over there with the Noriega conflict.
You're kidding.
And I...
You were the guy with the CD player?
Yeah. See, I'm in an air wing. I fly Hueys. Well, I'm on Hueys. I'm what they call a door sweeper.
Yeah.
I'm a machine gunner.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do. I hope to God that... You know, I know we're going in. That's a fact.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do to get out of it. And I just hope to God that it's over quickly.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
All right. God bless.
Thank you. Nice to hear from you. 1-800-298-8255. Let's go from Patrick in Boston to Frank in Boston. We're hot in Boston tonight. God, I feel like Jerry Williams. How are you, Frank?
Okay. I want to just make a comment between establish a parallelism between the two callers. The soldiers just called a few minutes ago, and the guy who called in favor of Hayes and a while ago. And now you have a taste exactly what those people think, the way they function. You know, the guy doesn't understand anything about politics, and he keeps flapping his mouth, you know, talking about Aristide as a good guy. He doesn't even know that, according to the record, Aristide didn't get 70% of the people vote for him. He had 67%. The reason he got 67% because the Radio France International, you know, claimed earlier on that Sunday morning during that election day that Aristide has won with 67% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they control the election, they control the machine, they control the electoral, you know, a committee and everything.
Well, I thought Jimmy Carter was down there to nose around and
but
check out.
But Jimmy Carter couldn't do anything because the United Nations, you know, and supervise that election. They supervise all those wrongdoing, and they don't say anything. You know why? Because they want election to be held and just the way it that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is...
You mean even if it was a little smelly, it was acceptable to them?
Exactly.
I got you.
They don't care. They don't really care about that. They did the same thing in Salvador also recently. You see what I mean? And according to the Bill Clinton invasion, Haiti, okay, now you know, everybody know exactly on what side those people are. Okay, why don't he try to negotiate with Cuba instead of everything in Havana? You know why? Because Castro has the gut to send 50,000 troops in Africa, in Angola, okay? So they can fight with Castro. They negotiate with Castro, right? They find a safe haven for those Cubans,
yeah.
20,000 people a year, and there is all the negotiation is going on under the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Haiti... It's easy, you know, they're just going to go there and, you know, establish themselves and put Aristide back in power. The Aristide is a vulture, is a predator, right? Do you know that Aristide is a priest? The secret police in Haiti, the secret police of Aristide, during that 7 months he was in power, is a priest also. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's a priest also. Do you remember there was a massacre that happened in Jerebel? In Haiti, on
yes.
the southwest side of the country.
Yes.
I mean, northwest side of the country. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy who just been killed recently, the priest, they call Vincent, Jeremiah Vincent,
mm-hmm.
he is the one, right, who fomented all that massacre. You know what he did? He was doing collectivization of land, of a cow, of a goat, et cetera, in that area. That's the priest who was in charge of that collectivization program. The one who just killed recently. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they try to polarize the country because they want to have a civil war on the way to legitimize, you know, the invasion down there. Okay? It never took place. The civil war never took place. Now they're going to go directly implementing that a civil war. Because when they start shooting, they don't know exactly how many people are going to get killed. And like the senator just said, that's the first time on the wall story, on the wall, you know, in something like that has been so publicized. Never been happened before. Never.
You don't like Aristide at all. How about Jean-Claude Duvalier?
Jean-Claude Duvalier, he was another stupid himself. And according to the story of Haiti, we never have a good a chance to implement democracy in that country because democracy, as you can say that, Hamilton said that in 1789, that democracy takes time, right, to take roots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because a country, like you're talking about the military in Haiti, all those countries in South America have the same story. Okay, they have a military government, and then until the Falcon War in Argentina and quite a few other places in America and South America, and the military, you know, just let go, you know, they have civilian government. And Haiti, every time you try to have a democratic aperture, right? The international community, like the French, the Canadian, you know, they get involved, mangling in the Haitian affair, right? They want to impose their own views on everything. By the same token, Bill Clinton is doing it right now. He's doing the same thing because they want to have a receipt back for what reason? Okay? He said to those people, the boat people, they can come in the United States. When they start flowing in here, he said he doesn't want them anymore. The people in Haiti who have legal visa, right, they shut them off.
All right, listen, very interesting. Thank you. I take it that you do not believe we should invade then.
They're not supposed to invade. Instead of invading Haiti, I believe that they should provide some assistance for those democratic movement. There's a lot of political party down there, right?
Okay, thank you, Frank. I'm running late. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
Thank you. 1-800-298-8255. I'll put Frank down as a no vote. Help but not invade, okay? Hey! You got to make it through the night, right? You're going to do what I do, take a Gin Sauna. I take it right before I come to work. And that helps me make it through the 5 hours of the night. And it'll help you on your all-night shift, whatever endeavor you're involved in. It'll also help you get up and get going during the day, by the way. Right after breakfast, pop one in your mouth and take it with a little orange juice and you're ready to go. Gin Sauna, you can feel the energy, and it comes to you courtesy of the folks at the Swanson Health Products Warehouse. Boy, have they got a price on this. You're not going to believe it. It isn't $14.95. It isn't $13.99. It's $9.95 with free shipping. $9.95 for the real thing, Gin Sauna. We're going to toss in the free Swanson catalog, and in that catalog you will find advertisements for these vitamin companies, Twin Lab, Nature's Way, Natrol, and all national name brands at savings up to 40%. You will never buy retail at the store again once you see the money you can save from Swanson's. Call, get your Gin Sauna, make it through the night at 1-800-704-2121, $9.95 and free shipping plus the catalog. 1-800-704-2121. All right. So we got a firefighter, a state trooper, and a Marine now, all the same guy. Boy, he's got more careers than Eddie up there in Boston. We're coming up on the 20 break here. Everybody just hang in there, my fellow Americans. Here's the regular address if you are willing to tuck in an envelope that first $1 million certified check for my presidential campaign. We'll be off and running. Can't get anything together without any money. All right. We are not accepting anything under $1 million donations to get the Stan Major for President campaign going. Okay? You won't have to put up with Bill Clinton. If somebody will just kickstart our campaign here with that first $1 million, send it to Stan Major, Stan Major, or the Stan Major Show, 9715 West Broward Boulevard, 9715 West Broward, Broward Boulevard, Suite 333, Suite 333, Plantation, Florida. Plantation, Florida, 33324, 33324. If you don't have $1 million, send me a letter. Okay? We'll be back. All right, on we go, my fellow Americans, with the Stan Major program, 25 minutes past the hour, and let's go to Craig in Albuquerque. Hi, Craig.
Good evening.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Should we invade Haiti?
Pardon me?
Should we invade Haiti?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Now, first of all, I wanted to offer some advice to a fellow that's going to UNM. He should have gone to New Mexico State, but too late for that.
I'll take a bumper sticker from either of those colleges for my stepson.
Okay. I think that the United States should stay out of Haiti. In fact, my question is to you, does President Clinton have the constitutional authority to send troops to Haiti without consent of Congress?
No, I don't think so, but it doesn't make any difference because there are precedents, okay? Ronnie didn't have it for Grenada. Bush probably didn't have it for the Gulf or Somalia. So what difference does it make?
Truman didn't have it for Korea and so on.
Yeah, all the way down the line. How about Lyndon in Vietnam?
Right.
Phony thing called the Tonkin Gulf Resolution, which they finally agreed to, but that they found out many years later that whole thing was basically phony.
Well, we have a constitutional republic, and we have a constitution that we're supposed to operate under.
You wish we did.
And if we don't do it, then what good is the constitution? Is it just
you got to take that up with somebody else because it's out of my control. Uh-huh. It's out of my hands, all right?
I'd be interested to hear what other listeners might have to say about that.
Okay, thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
1-800-298-8255. And all the platitudes about the Constitution are great, and it is a wonderful piece of paper, but if you don't pay any attention to it, guess what? You know? You have three branches of Congress, three branches of government which ignore the Constitution. Then why, what good does it to be a proponent of it? I wish that we obeyed the Constitution. But the Constitution is interpreted by members of the federal bench. and ignored by the Congress and the executive branch. So, what are you going to do? Let's go to Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. Paul, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Good to hear from you.
Well, it's good to hear from you, too. I listen to you, and it's even getting more now that the baseball's over.
Oh, are the Dukes out of it now?
Well, no, but it's coming to an end.
Okay.
My vote's no.
Mm-hmm.
If for no other reason, is I just don't think that there's really any interest for the American people down there. And it just seems to demonstrate once again that the government feels that they are smarter than the people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was watching the news tonight and saw the carrier leaving Chesapeake Bay,
yeah,
kind of dawned on me that maybe what they should have done is taken that carrier and gone the other way up Chesapeake Bay. You know, being within firing range of Washington, D.C.
No. Then you would have had everybody saying, oh, Bill Clinton is naming himself our first dictator. He's exercising those emergency orders we've been talking about. Here comes those black helicopters, and here comes those blue berets. They're taking over. They're going to come and get our guns. No, I don't think so.
Well, it was a nice thought. It'd been more entertaining than Haiti, anyway.
Okay.
They did explain, though, that the president has the authority to do this because it's merely a police action.
Yeah, a police action, like Korea.
And that'll be fully explained to us tomorrow evening, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well.
With pictures and charts, I'm sure. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. 1-800-298-8255 for the Stan Beecher program. Nice to be with you wherever you may be. We are currently on the air in just so many places, including Dallas-Fort Worth, the Metroplex. We're on in Boston. We're on in Cleveland. We're on in St. Louis and Salt Lake City. We're on in Omaha and in Wichita. We're on in Wilmington, both of them, Wilmington, Delaware, Wilmington, North Carolina. We are on KOB in Albuquerque. And between KOB in Albuquerque and KFAB in Omaha, we have got the world covered. 1-800-298-TALK. All right, on we go to Patrick in Albuquerque.
Yeah, Stan?
How are you?
Okay, when George Bush organized the Gulf War and sent our troops into battle, he did it as an ex-Navy pilot with more than 50 missions, World War II, before he was finally shot down. Bill Clinton doesn't have quite the same military credentials. You know, your caller talked about...
Okay, wait a minute. Since George is not a favorite of mine, please let me insert. He also did it as ex-CIA director. Don't forget that little appointment he had, okay?
What does that have to do with it?
Because he was government all the way through, and basically, you mentioned that he has experience, and you're countering, you're making a comparison between Bill Clinton. What experience did Ronald Reagan have for sending troops into Grenada?
Well, he served his country.
Yeah, he did. He did army films. Yeah, he did army films. You see.
He was assigned to a non-combat position, but when called, right. He served.
How about FDR? How many wars did he fight in before he sent the help for the British and into the Pacific?
Well,
see, your argument just falls to pieces, okay?
Your caller talked about...
Yeah, Lyndon Johnson. How many wars did he fight in? You know, it's ridiculous, okay?
Well,
admit
anyway,
it, you don't like Clinton. Now, if George Bush was in office, you'd say, invade Haiti tomorrow. Let's go. Let's go. Send the troops down there and get rid of those thugs, okay?
Well, how
but
do you
you're
know that?
But you're not. You're just like Bob Dole and Gingrich and all these other idiots up there in Washington. If it was a Republican president who was sending the invasion force, it would be the total opposite. You'd have the Ted Kennedys, you'd have the George Mitchells, you'd have all the wonderful Democrats screaming and yelling, we have to vote on this, okay?
Well,
it's politics, my friend. It's just stinking politics.
Well, it might deserve our support, but I think it'll turn into a mess based on his record to date in Bosnia and Waco.
Yeah, right. Well, Bush did a good job in Somalia, didn't he? And how about all the kids who brought back some kind of marvelous, wonderful disease from the Gulf War that Bush saved Saudi Arabian oil for us?
Bush
okay?
did do a good job in Somalia. The mission was changed by Bill Clinton when he let that get totally out of control.
Yeah, listen, Bush didn't have anything to do with it. It was his New World Order boys and the guys that you're all in favor of, the Get, the NAFTA boys, the internationalists, the multinationals. Nationals, the bankers who control everything, if they want it done, Bush will do it, okay? Got
yeah.
it?
All well, right. Clinton's record in Bosnia, Waco, North Korea, the building he bombed, ordered bombs, and killed all the janitors in it, that was pretty impressive.
You know that I don't agree with what they did in Waco, okay? All right? But I will say this, there's an ill wind that blows no good, and at least the lives that were lost in Somalia because of Bush and Clinton and the New World Order boys and Boutros-Ghali, they did not die in vain because we did not send ground forces into Bosnia.
Bush didn't lose the people there. He didn't have a combat mission.
Yeah, Bush did no wrong, man. I mean, my God, he was just... where is he today? He's washing dishes for Barbara, all right? That's how great he was. All right, read my lips. I got to go. 1-800-298-8255 on the major program. Jeez. God, you had one alleged conservative Republican who wasn't a conservative, who let big government get away from him while he slept through 8 years and let Ollie North and Robert McFarlane run things. And then you had Bush was vice president and knew what the hell was going on during all that time, probably. And he lied, because I would never take the word of anybody who was on a high level with the Central Intelligence Agency. Never, ever believe what they say. They lie from the minute they get up in the morning until they go to bed. And I'll be damned if when they kneel down and say their prayers, and I doubt if they ever did, they probably lie to God. That's what I think of CIA people, all right? Keep in mind that George Bush was CIA for years. He was CIA when Jack Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. And then he eventually worked his way through government positions here and there, never worked a day in his life to earn a buck for himself, and guess what? Eventually became director of the Central Intelligence Agency and then President of the United States. And boy, I'll tell you, I think we ought to have a constitutional amendment that states that anybody who has ever been in an executive position in intelligence in this country should not be allowed to be president. Because the very first rule when you get involved in intelligence in this country is you learn how to lie before every congressional committee that is hoping to hear a modicum of truth from you. All right. 1-800-298-8255, the Stan Major program, and we are delighted to be with you live through the hours of the night, emanating not from inside the Beltway, and not from a skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan, nor from Hollyweird, but from South Florida, where we get a different perspective on things down here, where we have Haitians right outside the door, where we have Cuban rafters arriving every day. Gives you a different perspective, right? Right. 1-800-298-8255. All right. I ought to be getting a new copy of the American Spectator in here one of these days. Okay. And I'll let you know all about it when we do. Let's go to Vinny in Agawam, Mass. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, how you doing, Stan?
Okay, Vinny, what's up?
I just want to tell you, I think you're one of the most intelligent talk show guys I ever heard in my life.
Oh, yeah, sure, Vinny. Okay.
I'm telling the truth.
No, stroke me, Vinny.
Stroke me! No, I'm just calling about the Cubans, in which I live in Agawam.
Yeah.
That guy, that John, that called from Chicopee.
Yeah.
I say, send him to Chicopee, because he really loves them.
Okay.
I don't know him. But besides all that, I just got back from California.
Really?
I lived in Santa Cruz for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Has it changed much?
A lot of wing nuts. But that's Santa Cruz, California.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Oh, a long time ago. It's beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful, though?
Yeah.
But I went there. It's expensive. And there's a lot of Mexicans. Hard work. But, and I came back. And I'm ready to go back because it's fall soon in New England. And once the leaves fall, I'm just going to go back. Okay, Stan?
Okay, Vinny.
Take care.
Should we invade Haiti?
No, of course
okay,
not.
Thank you. We are at 1-800-298-8255, the Stan Major program. Let's go to Gary in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how you doing, Stan?
Okay, what's up? Good to hear from you, Gary. What do you think?
I vote absolutely no. Several reasons. We have no strategic interest. Aristide is a Marxist. And Clinton's paying a political debt to the Congressional Black Caucus.
Oh, but, yeah, I remember that. How many of those dudes voted for the crime bill?
But a footnote, if I may. I think the entire federal government is the worst enemy that we have in the United States today. Top to bottom.
Yeah. Well, what's the solution?
Clean house. Vote them out.
Vote for me. I'll clean
there
house.
You go.
I'll you clean
go.
Them out. Say, by the way, I wonder, I was in my little desk encyclopedia there, I was reading about Woodrow Wilson and the way he instituted the federal income tax.
That was about 1913. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
If a president could, in fact, do that, why couldn't another president eliminate it?
Sounds great to me.
I'd like to know, without getting too complicated here, I'd like to know what's the rule of order here.
Well,
if a president can institute an income tax, how come another president can't get rid of it?
Has there been a challenge in the courts as far as the
I assume there have been hundreds of challenges, maybe thousands of challenges in the courts. But, of course, you know the courts, again, they don't pay any attention to the damn Constitution, okay? They sit up there, the federal judges sit up there like little kings, little princes. They're there for life. They don't give a damn. Nobody's going to get rid of them, all right? So they interpret what the Founding Fathers put on paper, all right? And I assume that it is better to have a basic method of supporting government than it would be to turn it over and throw everything into oblivion until they could get the mess straightened out. I mean, if one federal judge ruled against the federal income tax and the structure that we have, how fast do you think the federal government would work to get that one shoved up to another court real quick?
No,
I mean,
he'd be gone in a
whatever.
Blank.
Yeah. Okay. Listen. Good to hear from you.
I appreciate it, Stan.
Thank you. Let's go to Joe in Boston. Joe, what do you know?
Hello.
How are you?
Yes. How you doing?
Good.
I think you are the greatest man in the world. To me. For the show. I like the show.
Thank you, Joe.
And then you are very truthful speaking, you know.
Well, it's hard to find an honest man anywhere today.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I can give you some credit because those people that's calling and say no, not to invade Haiti, I think they're behind something, you know. Because those people in Haiti dying every day, those military are killing them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know about it. See, invading a country is not a good thing, but sometimes you come in a situation where there is no other alternative or no other choice because those people are innocent. They're killing them every day.
Mm-hmm.
So invading Haiti right now is very important to get those guys out because those people have been suffering for a long, long time. Now they need to get a break. So I think it's a good idea.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. 1-800-298-8255. That's toll-free from Canada. What do you Canadians think about all this? How come you're not helping us, huh? We're also reserving your opinions on the whole thing. Not only reserving your military help, you're also reserving your opinion. Let's hear from you in Saskatchewan. Let's hear from you in Alberta. Let's hear from you in... is Quebec still part of Canada? Let's hear from you in the eastern provinces. How come you're not going along for the ride on our aircraft carriers, huh? 1-800-298-8255, toll-free from north of the border and from south of the border. Well, south of the Canadian border. 1-800-298-TALK. Okay, on we roll through the hours of the night with live talk from beautiful South Florida, where it rained here again today. Okay, Mark is in Lake Worth and knows all about that, right, Mark?
That's right.
How are you?
I'm, to be honest with you, the last couple of days, I've been cold to the bone with all this rain. It just kind of seeped in. I had a lot of appointments out of the office, and I was wet.
Yeah, only when you have to get out on one of the wonderful highways and byways does it really start to pour. Okay?
Oh, and it's been rough on our main thoroughfare here, the 95, with the rain, because Floridians just don't know what rush hour and rainstorms are. So.
No, not at all.
But I'll tell you, I'd rather take it now than on Saturday, so that's a grace. Hey, I wanted just to raise a comment on two of the things that were said tonight.
Mm-hmm.
First of all... You had made a comment that we should make it a rule that no president should be allowed to be elected that comes from intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we've got a qualified candidate then in Bill Clinton. And the other issue that I had was you were talking about having someone repeal the income tax. And I think before they go about doing it, whether it be executive order, and I don't know about the legality of that, or a judge doing it, I think people should examine, and I pay a very fair share of taxes personally, but they should examine what would happen if we repealed the income tax, because the federal government has such a large outstanding debt and therefore would not have no means of income. The only way they could pay off that debt would be to print more money, and we would be not unlike it was in pre-Hitler Germany with people walking around with wheelbarrows of money. Because they were printing so much that the money was actually worthless.
Well, I would repeal the income tax and get rid of the IRS, but I'd replace it with anywhere between a 15 and 18% retail tax when you buy a good. Okay, when you go to the pump, when you buy cigarettes, when you buy beer, when you shop in the store, a one-time retail tax of 18%.
Why, we're Scient Marcy Sims. And we seem to be the only people in Washington who understand Bill Clinton's budget-cutting plan.
Because it's just like our price-cutting system here at Sims Discount Clothing Store.
Let's say we start with a deficit of $200 billion. We'll immediately mark it down 25% to $150 billion.
If after 1 year the deficit is still with us, we'll reduce it again to $100 billion.
After 2 years, we'll chop it again to $50 billion.
After 3 years, the deficit becomes final. At $19.99.
See how easy it is? Now, don't ask us what we're going to cut. We don't know. But remember, in politics, the uneducated constituent is our best customer.
Here comes another bad mouth radio talk show. Welcome to the Stan Major program. Let's go to Marty in Mobile, Alabama. Should we invade Haiti, Marty?
No, sir. I don't believe so.
Okay. What's the matter? You chicken?
No, it's just, I think it's just going to kill a bunch of innocent people. It's just, it ain't right.
Okay.
Just like, you know, every war, just bunch of people, you know, a bunch of kids without fathers and mothers, you know, it just don't make sense.
It's tough all around, Marty.
Yeah, it's all for money.
Okay, Marty, good to hear from you in Mobile. Thank you very much. 1-800-298-8255. We are toll-free from all of North America, the United States of America, and Canada. 1-800-298-TALK. T-A-L-K. Let's go to Phil in Yakima, Washington. Hi, Phil.
Go Huskies, Dan.
Yeah, right. Go Huskies. We're going to take care of you guys.
I don't know. Old Napoleon looked pretty good last weekend against Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Tore him up. But you guys look pretty good against Arizona State, too. So.
But you're coming to the Orange Bowl.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Hey, so am I gathering here that you're a pro-invasion?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
What reasons do you think that Clinton has to justify any invasion in Haiti?
What does he need?
What's he need?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for one, when's it stop?
What do you mean, when's it stop?
I mean, after Haiti, are we going to go start looking over in other areas of the world that are committing just as atrocious the human rights violations as Haiti and start working on them too? Or
no, I don't believe that we have boat people coming from those strange places in Asia and etc. But we do have a definite national interest with regard to who's in charge in Haiti.
Yeah, but the thing is, the FBI and S was doing their job. I mean, would we have to even worry about immigrants? I mean, you know, what they say they have in Guantanamo, 1,400?
14,000.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got that many people still. I mean, if you got the borders closed off like we're supposed to have down there, it shouldn't be that much of a problem. I mean, if they're illegal, they're illegal, and they should be sent back. And I don't think there should be a problem with
that. And what are they being sent back to, my friend?
Yeah, but is that our problem?
Yeah.
I mean, well, for instance, you know, everybody's talking about these people like they're civilized. But I knew a friend that did some missionary work down there. And he told me that the majority of those people that live down there are anti-American. They don't even respect the American way of life. A lot of them still practice voodoo and things like this. And the average intelligence level of these people are very low compared to the people we have in this country. I mean, bringing them here to America, is that going to benefit our country?
Who said we were bringing them here to America? We have to apparently put this idiot Aristide back because he was elected, okay?
Right.
We have to get rid of the colonels because they pulled off some shenanigans and took over, and they're a bunch of thugs anyway. And then we have to airlift or boatlift 14,000 Haitians out of Guantanamo. We can't keep them there forever and drop them back in Port-au-Prince. What's wrong with that plan?
Well, I definitely think we should release our interest if that's what Clinton's plan is going to be, is to, you know, get rid of this problem that's costing American taxpayers money to solve.
Well, he'd take care of this.
And
it also gives our Marines and our military some practice, okay?
Yeah, that's true, but it's also going to cost some lives. And, you know, I hear all this stuff in the press about Clinton saving face and all. I understand that, but he's not the one out there with the M16. I mean, you know, there's...
I don't think there'll be a shot fired, my friend.
Well, I sure hope not.
Okay,
to be honest
maybe a Dan Rather. Hey, good to talk to you. 1-800-298-8255 on the major program. We are live at 13 minutes after 2 Florida time up and down the East Coast. That would be 13 minutes after 1 in the Central Time Zone, 13 after 12 midnight if you're in the Mountain States, and 13 after 11 o'clock, 1113, EO 1113 in California, Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, and don't go, Huskies, Oregon. Swanson Health Products wants to help you get to sleep, okay? So here's what you do. You pick up the phone and you dial the Swanson Warehouse Hotline. And for $15.95, you order 120 capsules of a thing called melatonin. Melatonin, M-E-L-A-T-O-N-I-N. This is going to help you sleep. It's a natural product. You don't have to spend big bucks on it. You're not paying big money to some pharmaceutical firm. And they're probably really ticked off. They don't have the patent on it, by the way. You don't have to go to your doctor and get a prescription for it. And it has no side effects. It ain't going to hurt you at all. It's just going to help you sleep. That's what the research at MIT shows. It will help you sleep, okay? So you take one and stop tossing and turning, think good thoughts, and you'll be asleep anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes. Now, we have the melatonin plus the Swanson Health Digest. We're going to give you that. That features national name brand vitamins and minerals and dietary supplements at savings up to 40%. You'll never buy your vitamins anyplace but through Swanson once you see the prices. Okay, here we go. Melatonin to help you sleep. All right, you ready? Here's the Swanson hotline number, toll-free, 1-800-704-2121. This is a four-month supply, I think it'll last longer than that, of melatonin to help you sleep at just $15.95 plus shipping. 1-800-704-2121.
Dust, a nice word for foul air pollution. The EPA says home pollution is worse than on the street. I'm David Orrick. My hypoallergenic air machine uses the same technology as nuclear submarines. The electronic filter never needs replacement. Rinse it clean. It's as good as new. Furnace and air conditioning filters only work when the system is on. Mine works all the time. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free brochure or home trial. 1-800-989-4200. I'm David Orrick, manufacturer of the 8-pound Orrick Hotel Vacuum. As a pioneer in cleaning equipment, we've discovered a practical way of cleaning the air, the Orrick Hypoallergenic Air Machine. It uses the same technology as the U.S. nuclear submarine fleet. Our electronic filter never needs costly replacement, just rinse it clean. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free brochure or a free trial. That's 1-800-989-4200. Fresh air. It's wonderful.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritated diaper rash?
Her diaper rash is more like just redness and irritating just from her wet diaper being on. I would rather have it fixed than have her suffer.
Then Juliana Quisling of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, discovered Baby Gold Bond medicated powder.
Baby Gold Bond has ingredient in it. I think the thing that sold me on it was because of the zinc oxide in it. Well, I think it helps repel the wetness from the skin.
Baby Gold Bond combines zinc oxide with the finest talcum powder to relieve baby's red, irritated skin and actually helps prevent diaper rash with ingredients medical experts recognize as both safe and effective, including a skin protecting medication ordinary baby powders don't have.
So it more or less gave me a peace of mind. Baby Gold Bond. I use it more like a preventative now because her diaper rash is gone. It helps clear it up and helps prevent it.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder does more for diaper rash than ordinary baby powders. At drugstores and supermarkets everywhere, use only as directed.
I just hate to crawl into bed with Bill Clinton on this issue, my fellow Americans, but if the ditto head can do it on NAFTA and be wrong on that, I guess I can do it on this one. My preference is Hillary, however. Let's go to Bob in the great state of New Mexico. Hi, Bob.
Bob. Well, hello, is that me?
Yeah, is that you?
It must be me.
Is
the
your
Rio
name?
Rancho, New Mexico. How you doing?
You sound like Barry Goldwater, Bob.
Well, baseball's alive and well in Albuquerque.
Good.
The Dukes went 1-1 on a doubleheader and heading to Vancouver. Cold up there, I guess.
Little bit nippy, but
get that right.
That might kick him in high gear.
Hades a smokescreen.
Okay.
Let me tell you what's happening in Catron County, New Mexico.
Okay.
Catron.
Right.
Militia members scatter as
right.
The FBI and the Guard turn up in Catron County, New Mexico. It's a headline in the Albuquerque Tribune this evening.
This evening?
This evening, right
really?
Here. I can fax it to you if you can give me a number. We can do that later, maybe,
yeah,
or
yeah,
somehow or another.
That. Yeah.
Power outage for the last 3 hours in downtown Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little storms, and I worked downtown Albuquerque for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever happened like this.
It's a conspiracy, Bob.
Well, Stan, I think you understand what I'm saying.
They're taking the guns away in Catron County, my fellow Americans. They're taking the guns away right now as we speak.
You got it.
Okay.
It's happening.
All right.
And we're working with a few hundred, and we're going to head down there tomorrow, and might have turned out to be 1,000.
Okay.
But
be careful.
Let the nation know.
Be careful.
This is what's happening.
Okay. Be careful.
Please, my friend. And are you still running for president?
Absolutely. I'm going to put a stop to this kind of crap, all right?
It is crap, my friend.
All right.
And we've had enough of it.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you. We are at 1-800-298-8255. Didn't you sound like Barry Goldwater? I wonder if Barry listens to this show out in Phoenix. I mean, what else has he got to do late at night, right? Get on his ham transmitter, I guess. He's a ham radio operator, has been his whole life. And that's okay. That's why he lives up there on the mountain, so his antenna can cover everything. 1-800-298-8255. What was I going to say? Oh! Why we should invade Haiti. Okay? Point number one. We got 14,000 Haitians stacked up at Guantanamo, and we don't want them in Fort Lauderdale or in Chicopee, all right? The only place to put them is back in Haiti. That's why we're going to invade Haiti, all right? You need a better reason than that? We'll be back.
Heard me mention that I lost 13 pounds in less than 3 weeks, and I did it eating the same food I normally eat. I just don't eat as much. It's fantastic. Hi, this is Stan Bajor. Let me tell you about the independent distributors of Light and Right and a little all-natural caplet called Formula Number 1. Now, you take one of these Formula Number 1 all-herbal caplets before you sit down to eat. You might take two a day. You might take three a day. If you take two a day, it's only going to cost you 35 cents a day. And you're going to lose weight. You're going to do it the easiest way in the world. You're not going to eat as much. That's right. Formula number one acts like an appetite suppressant. And believe me, it works. The great thing about it is you keep the weight off. I kept the weight off for the better part of 7 or 8 months before I put a few pounds back on. Then I went back on the program. You can do exactly the same thing. Here's the number, 1-800-206-1935. 1-800-206-1935.
All aboard! Now, thrill to one of the world's longest cross-country luxury train adventures without leaving home. See the Great Canadian Train Ride, a spectacular video feature with Doug Jones, America's foremost travel producer. Explore the grandeur of Canada from a train that most have never seen. Everyone, especially kids, will enjoy the restored stainless steel streamliner, the Canadian, as it glides to cities from Toronto to Vancouver. See the awesome Canadian Rockies, Jasper, Lake Louise, Banff, and Victoria from a glass dome car. Meet the conductor, bedroom stewards, and relish a gourmet dinner in the diner during this 80-minute dream trip all across Canada. All aboard!
The Great Canadian Train Ride video is only $19.95 plus shipping. To order, use your credit card and call toll-free 1-800-238-8833. That's 1-800-238-8833.
What's the real story behind today's headlines? Perhaps a century I've specialized in digging up what the government tries to cover up. I've developed a network of reliable sources who tell me what's happening in the back rooms where decisions are made that'll affect you. My name is Jack Anderson. And for thinking people who want to keep ahead of events, I've compiled the ultimate insider's guide, which I guarantee is the most complete, most credible, most current guide to the controversies of our day. It contains the views of all major columnists, conservative, liberal, and moderate. And it's called the National Forum Weekly. It's packed with 64 pages of hot-off-the-wire inside information, plus more than 100 of the best editorial cartoons. You can subscribe now for 2/3 off the newsstand price. Take advantage of my low $59 introductory offer and receive 1 full year of the National Forum Weekly. Call 1-800-279-0029 and mention my name, Jack Anderson. I'll repeat the number, 1-800-279-0029.
All right, we have another car phone. We're hot tonight with the car phone. Let's go to Jim, tooling down I-95 in West Palm Beach. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Stan. How are you?
I'm okay. What do you think? Should we invade?
Well, I want to point out a couple facts about it and remind people of one thing. This will be one of the first things that Clinton has done that a promise that he's upheld, because he did more or less promised the Black Caucus that he would handle Haiti to their satisfaction if they voted for his crime bill. But now I wonder, since he signed the crime bill, are our troops going to be carrying those illegal weapons with them? Surely not. And if a shot is fired, there will be more casualties. There's probably going to be more casualties in Haiti then the crime bill could possibly stop by banning these illegal weapons.
Yes, is that it? That's, I take it, you don't agree with the invasion then?
Well, like I say, it is one of the first. There's something needs to be done.
Well, let's take all 14,000 in Guantanamo and dump them in West Palm Beach, okay?
Well, I like the idea of arming them and sending them back home.
Hey, we could do that with the Cubans. What an original idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Well, we tried that once, and Mr. Kennedy refused to give them any air support, so they kind of got killed on the beach. But, it would work with just a little bit of
But don't you know that Jack and Bobby are fantasies of the liberal elitist media? They could do no wrong. Don't you know that?
What a wonderful world they create in their own minds.
good to hear from you, Jim.
All righty, Stan.
Drive carefully. Drive carefully. Let's go to Bob in Wichita. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
You ready to march off to Haiti?
Well, no. I'm in the military.
Okay.
I'm a fighter pilot. I'm against going in there. Just from listening to you the last couple of phone calls, are you just worried that they're going to invade your space down there in southern Florida?
No, they wouldn't do that.
My question is, though, is not the invasion, but what? It's like Bosnia. What happens after the invasion? Mm-hmm. Now what?
Well, I guess that's when the Canadians come in. Not that they're chicken or anything.
Yeah, but we go in there and we try and restore order and everything, but guess what's going to happen when we leave?
What?
They're probably going to do the same thing all over again.
No, the nation will be occupied by a multinational force made up of all these countries that Clinton's going to name tomorrow.
Hmm.
And very few Americans, apparently.
I don't know. I just don't see why we should go in there and risk lives. You believe that's in our national interest?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Well, I probably am a little old-fashioned about things in this hemisphere. I don't like the idea that Castro's sitting down there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the idea that thugs who can get a couple of battalions of military behind them can take over a nation, especially a nation that gets foreign aid from us, because we know where that money goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enough of a humanitarian that I believe that people are better off not under military or authoritarian rule, all right? That if you can devise some form of democracy, that even just a facsimile of democracy, which is what you'd have under Aristide. I don't like Aristide at all, okay? I wish there was somebody else, but he seems to be the guy, and I guess we're stuck with it.
Okay.
All right, and we do have a history of occupying that country for extended periods of time. Okay. We occupied it during Woodrow Wilson's reign, and but what does he know? He's the guy that gave us the income tax.
Mm-hmm. I got another thing I want to just touch on.
Sure.
Real quick.
Okay.
Real quick. Abortion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again it.
Well, one thing that happened, though, a lady apparently took the life of her fetus. She killed the baby, right, before it was born. So everybody's saying abortion's okay, and they're approving it, and it's all right if you do it, but she killed her fetus, and they're going to charge her for murder.
Where?
Now, I don't understand that.
Where?
Yeah, somewhere up in New Jersey. It was on the news.
All right, we'll find out about it. Thank you very much.
Does that make sense to you?
No, thank you. Coming up on 2:30 Eastern, 1:30 Central, 12:30 Mountain, 11:30 Pacific Time. 1-800-298-TALK, the Stan Major Program. Have you a few problems getting to sleep? Do you put your head down on the pillow and then toss and turn for hours? Let the folks at Swanson Health Products help you. They have melatonin. The MIT research shows that melatonin will indeed help you sleep. Call Swanson, your direct warehouse supplier, for just $15.95 plus $2.50 shipping and handling. You can have melatonin. We're going to toss in the free Swanson Health Digest featuring national name brand vitamins, minerals, and dietary supplements at savings up to 40%. Don't pay more at the store when you can have all this sent directly to your home for up to 40% less. Now, get a 4-month supply of melatonin to help you sleep. Just $15.95 plus shipping. Here's their hotline number to the warehouse, 1-800-704-2121. 1-800-704-2121.
When do you need immediate itch relief?
Wakes me up in the middle of the night. I'm scratching. You're itching all over. Then you lay in there and your skin feels like it's on fire.
When you need effective, immediate itch relief, you need new Gold Bond medicated anti-itch cream, like Joseph Nalback of Susquehanna, Pennsylvania.
Gold Bond cream soothes your sensitive, dry skin. The itch would just stop instantly. And then I start feeling the cool, and I said, ah. Oh. There's than this heaven. No burning sensation.
New Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Cream has a unique dual-action medicated formula that contains what no other leading anti-itch cream has. Two proven pain relievers that stop the itch and stop the pain on contact.
It had two effects. It stopped the itch and plus it cools the skin down. Gold Bond Cream is a beautiful relief from scratching and sensitive skin.
Get effective, immediate itch relief with new Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Cream. Now at drugstores and supermarkets from the makers of Gold Bond Powder. Use only as directed.
Time Life Music presents Classic Rock 1968. 24 tracks that will take you back. Classic Rock 1968 features 24 tunes by the superstars of rock, like Cream, Aretha Franklin, Sly and the Family Stone, Steppenwolf, The Rascals, and more. Digitally mastered and yours by calling 800-643-4499. To introduce you to Classic Rock, 1968 is yours for the special price of only $9.99 plus shipping for a double-length cassette or CD. To order, call 800-643-4499. Other Classic Rock albums follow about every month at the regular subscription price. Remember, there's no minimum to buy. Use your credit card and call 800-643-4499. Ready to go back? Call 800-643-4499 for Classic Rock 1968.
We'll get right back to the Stan Major Show in just a moment. I'm Jeff Clothy checking sports. Well, baseball's 1994 season is over. Acting Commissioner Bud Selig made the expected announcement Wednesday. Season statistics stand as they are, and postseason awards will be announced later this fall. And what if they gave a season and nobody came to play? That's baseball's problem for 1995. The issues that led to the strike are still unresolved, and no talks are scheduled. Toronto Maple Leafs defenseman Ken Baumgartner, looking at baseball's lost season, says hockey people now know that nothing is sacred when there's substantial money on the table. The NHL has no collective bargaining agreement, and talks are scheduled to resume on Friday. San Francisco 49ers president Carmen Policy says he has a very good feeling about it, but it's not done. Policy spent much of Wednesday talking with the agent for Pro Bowl cornerback Deion Sanders. And that's a look at sports. Now back to Stan Major.
We're off to invade Haiti, my fellow Americans. The president will tell you why tomorrow night, and we will probably again discuss it tomorrow night. But right now, we're taking a poll here, trying to find out how you feel. Let's see how we're doing so far. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, 10 no votes, according to my notes. 10 no votes, according to my notes. 1. Let's see. 2. 3 yes votes. 10-3. And let's go to Phil in Chicopee, Massachusetts.
How are you, Stan?
What do you say, Phil?
Not too much, but I'll tell you what, I'm with you 100%, especially on a tax situation. by the way, we have to invade because it'll be short and sweet. There won't be any shots fired at all.
I think it'll be safer than Grenada.
Oh, sure. Because we're going to take over and then we're going to just set them aside and tell them to keep quiet before they get hurt. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I really believe. And the election down here on my end of it is going right. And
good.
I'm going to be working up this end for you.
I appreciate
that. Because we need you in the White House.
All right, Phil.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get rid of the damn CIA and the income tax.
Oh, income tax for
stuff,
sure.
Okay?
But I want to get rid of those alligator shoes, you know, the special interest.
You got it.
Oh, that's my first interest, and I'm going to be invited in, and I'm going to help ease them out.
Thank you, Phil.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, babe.
All right. 1-800-298-8255 on the major program. Absolutely. My fellow Americans, if nominated, I will run. If elected, I will serve. Maybe I'll be your first benevolent dictator. How would you like that? Well, at least we'd get things done, you know? Just padlock Congress and send those idiots home and let them earn a real living and get a real life. And all the support staff with them. Let's go to Bob in Cleveland. Hey, Bob.
Hi. I wanted to comment on Haiti, but first, Jade moved to Ohio.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I heard her on a local talk show.
A local talk show?
Yeah, there was a talk show host from Miami came up here, Jazz McKay. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Is he any good?
He's okay. He was with my former buddy Neil down here on WIOD.
Well, anyway, I was listening to his show today, and guess who called in?
Jade?
Yeah. She moved up here.
That's weird.
It sure is. I thought, my God. At least, she said her name was Jade, and it sounded just like her.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Hmm.
So,
kind of boggles the
she
mind.
She doesn't live in Cleveland, but she lives like in a small town, I think, about 40 or 50 miles away. Anyway. Hmm.
Maybe she went up there with him. Maybe there's something there.
No, it was completely different. They were there completely separated.
Well, we'll send out the call to Jade after we go on Raleigh here at the top of the hour and see if what you're saying is on the mark.
Yeah, what I'm saying, it sounded like her and her name was Jade. Mm-hmm. And she said she just moved up here from Florida, so.
Interesting.
I don't think there could be two of them.
No, I don't believe. I have never heard a voice like that.
Yeah,
no.
It's the better world than we did. Yeah. Anyway.
That would be reverse of having two Hillaries in the world.
Yeah, I guess things do balance out. You're right. But,
God,
perish
the thought.
I bet the Bill would like to meet her.
Well, I'll tell you, Newsweek does quite a job on Hillary, by the way. In fact, Hillary should actually be the cover story. Let me see what the cover is on Newsweek. Wait a second. Don't go away. Oh, they put the crash of, they couldn't, they could, you know, these people just can't avoid an air crash, man. They got to slap that on the cover. Actually, it looked like before the U.S. airplane went down, U.S. Air.
Yeah.
Before that went down, it looks to me like, you can always tell because of the space. Looks to me like Hillary was going to be on the cover this week.
Well, I think they had to balance it out. You know, Eleanor Clift used to cover her, I think cover the White House. Then they took her off because she was so partial to the Clintons. So I guess they did a...
Oh, you mean like Dan?
But anyway, if you had a son...
Yes, I do have I do have a son.
Well, I'm just saying, if you had a son and he happened to be on that armada heading towards Haiti now, and you knew he was going to get killed, you know?
Wait a minute. Pigs will fly, too, okay?
Well, I'm just saying, there's going to be guys killed. There were 19 guys killed in Grenada. There's going to be guys killed in Haiti. Would you be willing to, you had a 19-year-old son, would you be willing to... send him to his grave over this?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm trying to put this in perspective.
That's not perspective. That's dumb.
What, personalizing it?
Yeah.
There's going to be families out there who lose sons
that's,
over this.
That's like the old, that's like the old racial argument, okay? Would you want your daughter to marry one?
No, it's
stupid.
Well, there's going to be kids dying over this. And now what are they dying
Nobody's going to die. Cedrus has got the plane all fueled up. He's got the gold bullion in the back. He's got his codes for his Swiss bank account. He's ready to go.
You know how most of the Americans died in Grenada? Friendly fire, accidents. There was
I got an answer for that. Don't give him any ammunition.
Well, that still wouldn't work. There'd be crashes. There'd just be accidents. Whenever you do something like that, there's going to be accidents. And I just can't stand to see anybody die. To put a guy like Aristide back in power.
Yeah, well, listen.
If somebody told
let me give you the good old answer to your argument then.
Okay.
How did you feel about Reagan going into Grenada?
I didn't want it to happen.
How'd you feel about Bush going into Panama to kidnap Noriega?
Didn't want it to happen.
How about the Gulf War?
Didn't want it to happen.
Are you a libertarian or a pacifist?
No, I'm an old veteran.
There you go. You learned your lesson, huh?
Right, I learned my lesson. If you're gonna go to war, make it something that it's worth fighting for.
Like Vietnam.
Well, let me tell you something about Vietnam. What happened after Vietnam? 3 million people were killed in Cambodia. 1 million people tried dying to get out of Vietnam. I mean, Vietnam wasn't about the country of Vietnam. It was about communism, about standing up to guys like Joe Stalin, who killed about 50 million of his own people, Ho Chi Minh, or Mao, who killed about 30. That's what Vietnam was about, standing up to world communism. But this, going to war over oil, I mean, going to war over because the Black Caucus wants this Aristide in power, I mean, there's no threat to this country.
So, well, I'll bet George Forbes doesn't agree with you.
George Forbes is on the outs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What did he do?
There's this drunk black guy, and he got arrested by the Cleveland Heights police. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Cleveland Heights is a real liberal community. You'll agree with me, won't you? Well, this guy, Cleveland Heights police said he fell off his bunk. You know what? He was in the jail cell. And he damaged his head. This isn't George Forbes. I'm not talking about George Forbes. Anyway, this guy died. This black guy died.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, that's why, laughing doesn't sound good. But anyway, the family went and hired George Forbes to investigate it.
Yeah.
And so I guess the family didn't like what George Forbes was doing. So they went and hired another lawyer. And then the day that they were burying this black guy, you know, his family's burying him.
Yeah.
George Forbes filed a suit against the family.
Oh, man.
For getting another lawyer.
No.
So he was at a Lewis Stokes fundraiser or something like that up here, you know, where they introduced all the Democratic candidates.
Yeah.
Like Joe Hyatt and all these other Wonder Boys.
Yeah.
And everyone got applauded when Lewis Stokes introduced him, except George Forbes. He got booed. This was an all-black function. So George Forbes.
Good old George.
He's on the outs. Anyway, right. I disagree with you about Haiti.
All right, okay,
but I'll say this. Thanks for sending us, Jade.
All right, thank you. 1-800-298-8255. I don't think Jade's in Cleveland. I mean, would you leave Tampa to move to Cleveland? Come on, be honest. See, it's supposed to be the other way around. Everybody's supposed to be leaving Cleveland to come to Tampa and St. Pete and Clearwater, which is a beautiful place to live, by the way, as I used to live there. Again, we are at 1-800-298-8255 on the Major Program. We're live at a quarter before the hour, wherever you may be. Want you to check for loose change in your pocket. Let's see what you've got. I know I've got 70 cents in there that I don't really need, and you probably have 70 cents in your pocket that you don't really need, because it's not a lot of money. It is not a lot of money, except in a country like Ecuador or Uganda. 70 cents can provide food for a hungry child, clothing, school books, and medicine to fight disease. All that for less than the price of a donut and a cup of coffee. How's that possible? Well, because for over 50 years, Christian Children's Fund sponsors have made it possible. People just like you, with a little extra pocket change and the will to save one child. It's so easy to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor. Just call the number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Within 10 days, you'll receive the story of a photo and photo of a needy girl or a boy. Now, you're under no obligation. If you do decide to get involved, you'll discover just how effective you and your loose change, the 70 cents, can be. Give them a call right now, or if you prefer, write the number down, but do call them tomorrow and get the ball rolling. 1-800-831-1616. You will be a better person for it. 1-800-831-1616.
Talk America Radio Network wants you to be healthy. Right now through the end of October, we want you to send your name and address to Flavor Fresh, 500 West Cummings Park, Woburn, Massachusetts, 01801. Each person sending their name and address will receive discount coupons to taste the Flavor Fresh food salad products that contains no sugar and, best of all, only 70 calories per serving. Every week, one person sending their name and address will receive a 50-ounce jar of Flavor Fresh, which contains chunks of delicious fresh fruit like honeydew, cantaloupe, watermelon, pineapple, oranges, and many more of your favorite fruits. Also to be given away each week, a jar of Flavor Fresh salsa. So, send your name and address today to receive coupons for Flavor Fresh and be eligible for the Flavor Fresh giveaways through October. The address again is Flavor Fresh, 500 West Cummings Park, Woburn, Massachusetts, 01801.
What would you think if I said to you that you could lose weight eating the same kind of food you always eat? You'd say, well, wait a minute, I don't believe you. Well, let me tell you how you can do it. You can do it through the independent distributors of Light and Ride products, the thing they have, Formula Number One. Formula One, the ingredients are all natural. The ingredients include things like kelp and barberry and willow and mahjong. All good for you, okay? And it's a mixture of those four things. And you take one of these little caplets when you sit down to eat. Some people prefer to take two. Well, that's okay. It's not going to hurt you. It's all natural. And it works like an appetite suppressant. Not going to do too much for the first few days, but then you're going to notice that you're not eating as much. And you're not snacking as much. And if you're not eating as much and not snacking as much, guess what? You're not gaining weight. You're losing weight. And if you do that over a period of time, you can take off 10, 15, 20, 25 pounds. And it is the most inexpensive, nationally advertised weight loss program I've ever heard of, because it's going to cost you $40 for 225 caplets. And that works out to be about anywhere from 35 cents to 53 cents a day, depending on the number you take. That's not very expensive, and you don't need to spend big bucks on any special food. You don't have to go to the frozen food section of the supermarket and buy all of that expensive Weight Watchers stuff and all that, okay? Eat the same food you always eat. Try it. What do you got to lose except your weight? Call them at 1-800-206-1935. If you want information about becoming a distributor, you want to make extra bucks, tell them. 1-800-206-1935. Okay. There's a picture of Hillary. Full page picture of Hillary. Close up shot. Looks like she's wiping a tear from a rather wistful eye there. And says the First Lady blamed for being too ideological and inflexible. She was willing to make deals and did. This was really the cover story, I think, in Newsweek before the plane crash up in Pennsylvania. Health care reform, the lost chance. The Clintons, Newsweek reveals how they set out to reform a broken health care system and squandered a historic opportunity, which they did. They did. They went about it entirely wrong. Let's go to Alvin in Wichita. Oh, wait, Alvin, hold it. We got a break coming up in about 10 seconds. Can you hold on?
I can hold.
Okay, we'll be right back with Alvin. We've got Gene in Delray Beach. Gene says he's from Haiti. Stay tuned. And Joe is in St. George, Utah. Ah, good old St. George. I love it. We'll be right back with the Stan Major program at 1-800-298-TALK.
When do you need immediate itch relief?
Wakes me up in the middle of the night. I'm scratching. You're itching all over. Then you're laying there and your skin feels like it's on fire.
When you need effective, immediate itch relief, you need New Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Cream, like Joseph Nalback of Susquehanna, Pennsylvania.
Gold Bond Cream soothes your sensitive, dry skin. The itch would just stop instantly. And then I start feeling the cool and I say, isn't this heaven? No burning sensation.
New Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Cream has a unique dual-action medicated formula that contains what no other leading anti-itch cream has. Two proven pain relievers that stop the itch and stop the pain on contact.
It had two effects. It stopped the itching, plus it cooled the skin down. Gold Bond Cream is a beautiful relief from scratching and sensitive skin.
Get effective, immediate itch relief with New Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Cream. Now at drugstores and supermarkets from the makers of Gold Bond Powder. Use only as directed.
You can stop alcohol and drug abuse. I'm John Newton, a recovering alcoholic. What I've been teaching in live seminars to help thousands of people end their addiction misery is now available to everyone on a 6-part audio cassette series to be played in the privacy of home or car. Titled Break Free, my straight-talking series reveals how to tell when someone is really hooked, how to cope with teenage drinking and drugs, avoiding relapse, and more. Sometimes costly treatment centers are the only places where one can hope to deal with alcohol and drug abuse. But often, my seminars alone have put people firmly on the road to recovery. Break Free may be the bargain of your life.
John is director of alcohol and drug abuse for a Fortune 500 company. Let him help you, too.
For someone in need, order Break Free in Strict Confidence. Three outstanding cassettes, only $19.95 plus shipping. Money back guaranteed. Call 1-800-521-3800. Use Visa or MasterCard. Break Free. End drug and alcohol dependency. 1-800-521-3800.
Would you apply kitty litter to your face? How about horse shampoo to your hair?
Okay, now Alvin in Wichita. Thank you for holding on, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Stan.
How are you?
I'm fine. I know how we can solve this whole Haiti thing without an invasion.
Okay.
We take one of our big old aircraft carriers, we sail it right into the middle of the harbor there at Port-au-Prince. We hang big old huge loudspeakers all over it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crank the amps up to about 80,000 rads. And we serenade them 24 hours a day, right, to Tiny Tim doing tiptoe through the tulips. Right. They'll be on their knees within 5 hours, I guarantee you.
Oh, me. Well, that's how we got Noriega out of the Vatican's council's office there in Panama City, right?
Tiny Tim?
No, not Tiny Tim. We use a lot of rock music, a lot of AOR stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't understand that. On the serious side, I don't think we should invade.
Okay.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm dynamically opposed to any kind of police action.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to go to war, let's go to war.
Okay. Right. Where do you want to go to war, Alvin?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. The last thing I want is war. I've been there.
Well, let's do something serious, like let's invade Cuba.
No, I like the guy's idea about arming the Cubans and let them invade Cuba.
No, they're not going to do it. They're a bunch of chickens, okay? They're like the Canadians.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, maybe we could ship them all to Canada.
Montreal. Hey, that's it. Let's ship them all to Montreal, man.
Yeah.
Okay?
That fits it.
Okay. Thank you, Alvin.
Sure.
Let's go to Gene in Delray Beach, Florida. Gene, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Okay.
Okay, then there's a couple of things that I would like to clarify. Then from the talk show, then while I was coming from work, then I heard.
Okay.
As I said before, then I'm a Haitian, and then I live in the United States for almost 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot then I know about Haiti. Maybe people that are talking here in America, they just heard something. They don't know really the fact of if those things is true or not.
Mm.
One thing that you say, couple of times, and I really agree with it, is that the first interest of U.S. in Haiti is to stop the exodus of both people coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Because those people, they are risking their lives and come over just because they are persecuted, they are trying to flee the repression in Haiti. And I know what I'm talking about. I've been Haiti, you know, off, on and off, you know, and I know how it is, and I see how people been killing down there. And people that talking over the talk show tonight, and they perhaps never see thing like that happen. We under this dictatorship since Duvalier was in power in 1957. When he's elected president. And since then, our people been killing in Haiti. And I don't know if there is anything else that can be worse in other country, like a couple guys talked tonight and mentioned about a communist country where they kill people like Vietnam and stuff, or Cuba and stuff like that. But I don't think none of them is worse how those people doing in Haiti.
All right, thank you very much, Gene. Good to hear from you. Thank you. We have 2 hours of live conversation with the Stan Major program, Coast to Coast. Don't go away.
The Talk America Radio Network is the only network in America providing round-the-clock, live, unduplicated programming 7 days a week. Some of the stations broadcasting the Talk America Radio Network include KCRV, Caruthersville, Hayti, Missouri, WPDJ, Huntington, Indiana, WSSH, Boston, WNCT, Greenville, North Carolina, WDIS, Norfolk, Massachusetts, WOCC, Corydon, Indiana, WMKT, Charlotte Bois, Missouri. If you have any questions or suggestions, write to the Vice President of Operations, Talk America Radio Network, 500 West Cummings Park, Wilburn, Massachusetts, 01801. The Talk America Radio Network engineer is Carl Abrams.
Randy Berkson. Here's a look at the nation's weather for Thursday, the 15th day of September. In Washington, cloudy skies and a high of 83. Sunshine with sea breezes in Boston and the high of 70. Atlanta, partly cloudy and 87. You'll see some thunderstorms in Tampa, the high of 87, and partly cloudy 89 in Miami. Chicago, partly cloudy and 85. 83, partly cloudy in Detroit. Cincinnati, sunny and warm, 87. Partly cloudy, very warm in Louisville, 89. Some thunderstorms in Mobile, Alabama, and a high of 85 degrees. Minneapolis, some thunderstorms and a high of 83. Partly cloudy, 88 in St. Louis. Partly cloudy, 89 in Dallas. Thunderstorms in New Orleans, and the high there will be 85 degrees. In the Pacific Northwest, partly cloudy in Seattle, the high of 75. Partly cloudy, 75 in Portland. It'll be sunny and 77 in San Francisco. Sunny, 91 in Sacramento, California. Sunshine and 84 in Los Angeles. Partly cloudy in Denver, the high there 74. In Phoenix, mostly sunny and the high of 95 degrees. And that's your weather. I'm Randy Berkson.
How you doing? Okay, now I know I lost, but I want to make one thing clear. Hurricane Andrew, not my fault. I blame the liberal media. There's a lot of good weather out there. Media focuses on the bad weather. Here's a clue why I feel blue. Clinton, Gore have staged a coup. I'm deep in
Indeed, doo doo, uh-oh, oh, 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 oh. I'm worse off now than 4 years ago, like you. Read my clips, my flops were flips. You should have read between my lips. So this time, you said, I do, I do, do, I do, I do. Now look at me, I'm unemployed like you. Deep doo doo, deep doo doo. Pity, pity, pity that I got to shoot. Just like old Johnson knew, I knew, knew, I knew, I knew. And now you're saying George and Danny who?
Mr. and Mrs. North America and all the ships at sea. It's live all-night talk of the Stan Major program emanating from Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Beautiful South Florida, beautiful rainy South Florida. We are at 1-800-298-8255. Welcome to Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. Nice to have you. Jade, if you're listening over there in Tampa now to WPTF in Raleigh, Jade, we just heard that you moved to Cleveland. So call us, wherever you may be. Three armed deputies seized lawyer Crystal Holhees by the arms. They dragged her from the Broward County Fort Lauderdale courtroom Tuesday morning. They slammed her 100-pound frame against a wall and handcuffed her. Her crime? Wearing shorts to court. Ah, man, I'll tell you, they have fun down at the old county courthouse, don't they? Now, you have seen... Oh, we're talking about Haiti, by the way. We're inviting you to tell us whether you think Clinton should invade Haiti or not. 1-800-298-8255. Should we invade Haiti? Yes means we should. No means we shouldn't. All right? You have all heard about the problems with tourists being mugged and murdered in Florida. It has hurt the tourist trade down here. Avis is trying harder. South Florida's war on tourist crime is going high tech. A fleet of robo rental cars hit the streets of South Florida this week, armed with elaborate electronic maps and panic buttons that instantly notify cops of tourists in trouble. The technology is both expensive and expansive, utilizing orbiting satellites and costing more than $2,000 a car. Avis rental cars are the latest and possibly the most inventive effort yet in combating crime fears that plague the region's $14 billion tourist trade. Now, you know what they could have done? Now, you know, if I ran a rental car business down here, I would send off for a whole bunch of these bumper stickers that say, this car protected by a 357 Magnum. You don't need $2,000 in fancy stuff. You don't need a satellite tracking device. Get a bumper sticker. Cheap. Somebody's not thinking down here, huh? Oh, boy. All right. Should we invade? Yes or no? I'm for it. I'm all for it. I would have had the 82nd Airborne out of Fort Bragg and over there in about 48 hours after the colonels took over. That's what I would have done. But then I would be a hell of a president of the United States. Boy, you would love me. You know how to save up to 40% on national name-brand vitamins, minerals, and dietary supplements? Well, of course you do. You call the Swanson Warehouse Hotline. They are your direct warehouse supplier, and they offer large savings and that toll-free hotline number. Now, why pay more at the store? And we're going to prove it to you right now. Not even at the store. There's a catalog outfit that comes out of this neck of the woods down here. You probably get an unsolicited vitamin catalog from them once or twice a year. And, of course, you're supposed to think, oh, boy, what great prices they have in here, right? Listen to this. They're selling Ginsana for $12.50. Swanson is selling the exact same package for $9.95. So much for the competition. Call toll-free, 1-800-704-2121. Pick up your Ginsana. It'll give you pep and energy to make your rounds and make it through the night. And you're going to get the free Swanson catalog with Twin Lab, Nature's Way, Natrol, and other national name brands at savings up to 40%. Call them right now or write the number down and call them tomorrow, 1-800-704-2121. Okay, 15 minutes after the hour, that's 3:15 here in Eastern Time. If you are in Las Vegas, for instance, and you want to drive to the north rim of the Grand Canyon, you go through one of the most beautiful cities getting there, and that's St. George, Utah. Joe, how are you?
Pretty good, Stan. I'm voting for invading Haiti, but I think Clinton's doing a lousy job of setting this thing up. Now, you know for sure there's got to be some American medical students there that we could protect, right? Or those generals must be stealing incubators from babies, or at least an iron lung or two. Crying out loud, hasn't he got any imagination? I guess so. And now Reagan went there, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. Well, Clinton should be over there in Cuba saying, Castro, please put up that wall. You know?
I like your sense of humor. Well, actually, we could go in to save the missionaries, you know.
Well, we could. There's got to be some subterfuge we can use. I mean, the Republicans are good at it. I think you should get closeted with a few more Republicans and get to really know how to know
he needs,
people.
He needs George Bush lessons, huh?
Yeah, right. Anyway, my vote's with you,
okay.
Probably for the same sentiment.
Well, what I really want them to do is I hope they will hire some expert cigar makers and have them set up some good cigar factories there in Haiti. Why not?
Well, you know, what I'm wondering about, if we do take over Cuba, how fast do you think we can get the mafia back in there to run Havana the way they used to?
Pretty fast, except according to the Miami Herald, all the mafia is going to stop off down here because we're going to have casinos, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know how that goes. You know there's no mafia in Nevada, right, Joe?
That's right. Yeah,
no, good old Bugsy Siegel. Good old Bugsy Siegel was just like the boy next door.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, nice clean-cut fella.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you in St. George.
Nice talking to you, Stan.
Thank you. Let's go to Julia in Salt Lake City. Hi, Julia.
Hi there. It's good to hear you again. You have a great sense of humor, and I love that. Most right-wing conservatives have no sense of humor.
Well, a lot of conservatives think I'm nuts, you know. What can I tell you?
But you are, and you have great callers.
Where have you been, Julia?
Well, I listen to the other station, but by the time I get all psyched up, ready to call, you're off the air.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes an hour to get kind of...
Yeah, every time I go on the air in Salt Lake City, I'm plagued by the death knell of the 2 o'clock Eastern time hour.
I know, and that guy
midnight,
is such
you're
a bore.
Yeah.
He's a terrible bore.
I know, but what can I tell you?
I know. It's sad. Listen, I'm awfully glad you're running for the presidency. Now, I don't have $1 million. Will you accept my diamonds?
Your diamonds?
My diamonds.
No, no, no.
I bought them when the dollar was a dollar.
No, you keep your diamonds, Julia. Tell me what's going
on
out there.
That's the one I could use.
Hey, what's going on out there? Is that Karen, what's her name? Is she a shoo-in again?
Oh, they hate her guts.
Really?
Oh, they hate her. They hated her before she was even elected, and the day afterwards, they started in hating her.
Now, who do they hate worse, Karen, Congresswoman Karen, or Bill Clinton and Hillary?
Well, it's a toss-up. They love to hate. They're happiest when they're hating. They used to be the communists they were hating. Now they just hate Clinton. And
yeah, there's no communists around anymore, you know.
Very few.
Yeah.
Have you seen any? Reagan got rid of all of them.
Have you seen any communists out there in Salt Lake City?
No, I haven't. You know, I was awfully suspicious about our neighbors. You know, we knew they were communists because they dressed different. And they wore their hair differently. So we knew they were communists. They talked the same way as I do, you know, with that kind of Utah accent. But mm-hmm. I still knew they were communists.
Well, were they Mormons?
I can't remember. It's been so long ago. It's been 20 years now since
now
I've seen a communist.
You can't be a communist and a Mormon at the same time, can you?
Well, you could live the United Order, which Brigham Young instigated. Well, I was going to tell you what I thought about invading Haiti.
Yes.
I have mixed emotions about it. Is that wrong?
No, I do too.
I think if people were honest, they would. I saw that poor little ragtag army
mm-hmm.
in Haiti. Did you see those poor men?
Yeah, did you? Have you seen any with the spears?
Not yet, but I've seen some awfully poor guns. I think my husband has some guns that belong to the Civil War stashed away that look about the same. But
it's good to hear from you again, Julia.
What?
Nice to hear from you
again. Oh, yeah, I was just going to say they couldn't even get a few little uniforms for them.
Right.
Pathetic. Pathetic.
Right. Thank you, Julia.
Okay, I'm afraid it's going to be a disaster for Clinton.
Thank you, Julia. Bye. Diane standing by in Birmingham. 1-800-298-TALK. Jade, where are you? Diana is in Birmingham, Alabama.
Hi, thank you.
How are you, Diana?
Oh, I'm Missy.
I have some bad news, Diana. I thought we were supposed to go on that station in Little Rock again.
Yeah, I tried them out.
Nah, I don't know what they're running.
They had voodoo dolls on there or
probably.
Something the night I listened.
We're going to have to talk to the other Little Rock station. I don't know if you can get the other one or not.
This one now has changed call letters. Here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're trying our best, my dear.
Oh, I appreciate it. I thank you for the fix. The fix of the month, listening to you that long.
Yes, well, we can put you back on hold for another hour. I don't care. It's not my money.
Not your money. What a guy.
Yeah.
Running for president?
Absolutely. Why not? Somebody's got to do it.
Well, I'll say yes to that. I was going to say no to Haiti. But I'll say yes to you for president.
Okay, well, I
of course, right
that.
Now, I'd say yes to anyone.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people do.
Any alternative? Oh, my. Are we in a mess down there?
Yes.
That is terrible.
Yes.
It is unbelievable. I just think, you know, this is lunacy. It's got to be done Monday night on the full moon because it's a night for crazies coming out.
I never even thought of that.
It's got to be when he's going to
Well, you know
play.
It's not going to be done on Yom Kippur, okay?
True.
Okay, so forget about
the tomorrow. We can't offend anybody. No minorities.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pacify the black caucus. So the full moon should be perfect. Black magic and everything in Haiti.
I love it. Great.
Oh, I enjoy talking to you. I really worked on that deal at ERC.
Yeah, what's their problem? They just are into New York. They're like BT and Charlotte, man. They just love that New York tape, man.
And play it over at night.
Yeah,
play it all
it.
Day and play it all night.
Yeah.
But I'm working on them. I got a good friend there.
Good.
Working there, and we're putting in a word and faxing those faxes every time we can.
Well, we'll call them, too. Maybe that'll
just
help.
Keeping them cards and letters
there
rolling.
There you go. That's it. Thank you, Diane.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good to talk to you. Let's go to another long, long-term listener, Bob, in Desert Hot Springs, California. Hi, Bob.
Hi there. How are you?
How are you doing out there?
Well, we got a break in the weather. It's starting to cool down just a little bit. It's down to 99 today.
Okay.
You're speaking about your campaign funding. You might try to get a hold of old Sonny Bono down here. He's got the Scientology.
Listen, I've got to talk to my friends with the CATS organization, okay? Because, you know, the Scientologists basically backed them initially, and I don't see why, if I'm going to do away with the IRS, man, the Scientologists should love me.
That's exactly right.
You know?
Exactly right.
I think it's a great idea. What else is going on? Have you had any shakies out there?
Oh, well, we don't even bother to count them in, unless it's a five or more. And we've had a few fives even. I want to mention, though, something that will probably give heart to the whole nation, even though we are just a little jerkwater community out here in the desert. We had a city council that put through a tax on the utilities without a referendum.
Uh-oh.
Guess what we did yesterday?
You kicked them out.
Every last one.
You're kidding.
Every last one.
Boy, that ought to be front page headlines in every newspaper in this country.
It should, but I don't think anybody cares.
Wow. Can you send me anything on it? I know you like
the
fax.
The paper won't come out till tomorrow, but I'll grab one and send it to you.
Will you? I would appreciate it.
Yeah, I think that should hearten everybody in the country, but even a little backwater bird like this one can take just so much.
Absolutely. I think it's great. I think it's great. All right, Bob, good to hear from you again.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Every time I talk to Bob, he's one of the great faxers of all time. I realize I have got to set aside some money and get a fax operating in here so that you folks can fax me during the night. I also want to get a computer so you can go online with me during the night. But those things do cost money, all right? And we're doing okay. We're not getting rich. We're just making it. And we shall do these things as we can, all right? The fax is not a big deal. Maybe we can get that one going. Anybody have any recommendations for a quiet fax? I need a quiet fax because this is not a big office that I'm doing the show out of here. So if anybody has any recommendations along that line, I'd appreciate it. 1-800-298-TALK, the major program at 3:30 Eastern Time. You heard that? That must be some weather up there between here and Raleigh, huh? Couldn't quite hear them. Okay, let's check in with John and Raleigh, speaking to the devil. Not you, John.
Well, that's all right. I've been called much worse. How are you, bud?
Okay, how are you, John?
Well, how's little superchild Chris?
He's fantastic, man. I'll tell you, he's just something else.
Well, I heard that. If you two can find your way up here mid to late April, I'll volunteer to take the two of you over to the new Durham Bulls Stadium, which is scheduled to open next year, and we'll take you over there to see Woolly Bull. You ever heard of Woolly Bull?
No.
Woolly Bull. Woolly Bull. Yeah, he's something. I was just telling Jeff I'm sorry his Pawtucket team didn't make it into the International League Finals, but me and my son are very happy because the Richmond Braves won it all.
Really?
They won it all. They beat Syracuse 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just happy as we can be.
Good.
A couple of things I wanted to mention relating to things you've talked about in the past. There are a couple of polls out this week. I heard about them on radio, but I have not seen them on TV or in the newspaper. But basically, I remember what I heard, and it goes something like this. 85% of the American public is dissatisfied with Congress, and therefore that's an indication that they're about ready to throw the rascals out in the next election. That's a very positive poll result if it holds up.
That doesn't necessarily mean the people are going to vote their congressman. Now, we've got four incumbents here in South Florida, four out of six,
mm-hmm.
who are already elected.
Well, I was just about to give you another part of that poll, though. Here's the interesting part. a corollary to that that I heard in the same broadcast is that the majority, this is the first time I've ever heard this in my lifetime, for the first time ever, according to this poll, the majority of Americans are dissatisfied with their own congressman. Now, that I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
And that's this week. The other one I heard just tonight is that the majority of Americans have no problem with the religious right, also known as the radical right by some. I don't know why they call it radical. It's not that radical. And there was a huge article in the paper about a month ago contending that the majority of these people really aren't that radical. There's just a few that appear radical. And that the majority of Americans, according to this poll, wouldn't mind electing or would like to elect people who would inject more traditional values back into American policy, national policy. I consider that two positive things that I never thought I'd hear on the radio or anywhere else.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was. Gives us hope for November, certainly. And you know, hope is one thing that is always important.
Well, the only problem is there was such a hue and cry before the last election to throw the rascals out, I really thought it was going to happen. And it didn't really happen.
No, it didn't.
There was no revolt in this country. Now, you know, we often think about what Thomas Jefferson said about, and I'm really paraphrasing it, every once in a while, a good revolt, you need a good revolution to shake things up. One way, and that doesn't necessarily mean blood in the streets and shooting, okay? The kids in 67, 68, 69, 70, etc., they had a revolution of the streets, and they ended our involvement in Southeast Asia. They stopped a war, and they didn't have guns to do it. Now, we can do the same thing. We can revolt against Washington by going to the polls and voting against all incumbents. It's that simple. And until we do that, and do that by the hundreds of millions of voters in this country really turn out and really do it and really sock it to them, nobody in Washington is going to pay any attention to us.
Well, that's exactly why I called you with these two items, because they were on national radio, part of network news. I don't remember which network. And it really gives us hope that in November this could possibly happen. At least it seems to be heading in the correct direction. And I'm with you 100%. I've read Jefferson, too, and that is, in fact, what he indicated through his letters and his various writings. And I'm a little more optimistic now that we may be able to accomplish this thing.
Okay, John, yes or no? Invade Haiti?
Yes, I'm in favor of that. I think there's one problem with the way it's being handled by our president and his people, and that's the fact that he appears to have held off on this so long. He wanted to make the timing right, and so one might ask the question.